Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Hal Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. And now, play ball. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is hit by the pitch. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Jolly for the double play. Two outs. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jenkins throws the ball into Levy, who tags Self trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. Goslin moves to second. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Jenkins reaches second base with a double. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Self hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to home to get Burns. Melillo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jenkins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Frazier. Jenkins moves to second. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson who is chasing the ball. Levy reaches third base with a triple. Jenkins scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray bunts towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to home to get Levy. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Watwood moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Watwood moves to third. Jolly moves to second. Two outs. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Self. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive towards third. Self reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Frazier covering. Safe. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goslin. The throw from Grubb and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb strikes out. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Vic Frazier. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fothergill for the out. Cecil moves to second. Two outs. Mel Simons pinch hits for Hal Anderson. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Simons now playing center field. Red Faber now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Campbell out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.